It's another song about sex. Again, pressure. Seems like every song is about sex now. There's no innocence anymore. Kids of 10 and 11 are hearing these songs. Sex education is coming at 5 years old. It's all too early. Because then comes the pressure. The pressure. Have you had sex? Why haven't you had sex? Come on, you're nine. You're nine, everyone has had sex by now. When I was 11, I had no idea what sex was. There was no sex education at 11. Your parents didn't talk about sex. Kids didn't talk about sex because we were enjoying being kids. I wasn't thinking about sex. I was doing Presto Fix. Do you know Presto Fix? A solitary mosaic where you'll just create a picture of like a tiger. Well, the one I really remember, the horse and foal. This was my whole childhood. We had no phones. We didn't get sex education at five. We watched the Paul Daniels magic show because we believed in magic. We didn't spend every waking minute tapping a screen, watching the latest 7 second video of idiots falling over, worried about the future. And every song wasn't about sex. There are only two songs about sex: Relax and Martika's Kitchen. And in both cases, I only found out they were about sex way after they came out. I genuinely thought they were about relaxing and kitchens. Because I was told nothing. And this was my whole childhood. Spending days, weeks applying a little bit of pressure to attach little coloured plastic pieces on a board. Presto Fix. And after weeks, maybe months of effort, I'd have finished the picture. A horse and foal. And I'd be happy. And I'd look at this horse and foal for hours. And you know what? They looked happy too. Doing nothing. We were all happy. Doing nothing. My childhood was weird and unconventional. As were many of my friends. But I'll tell you what we didn't have. We didn't have anxiety or stress. And we never felt pressure. Because life was about taking your time, doing basically nothing. And we all had all the time in the world back then to put the pieces together ourselves. I'll sell it to you.